Hi folks, Jason Silva here. I'm the town administrator of Marblehead, and welcome to the Town of Marblehead's podcast, Marblehead on the Move. To begin with, if you've ever thought about getting more involved in the community, now's your time. There are several board and committee vacancies that are open for Marblehead residents to apply. At the moment, the Board of Selectmen are currently receiving letters of interest and resumes to serve on the Conservation Commission and Finance Committee. The deadline to submit letters for these two boards is on September 17th. In addition, the board is also looking for volunteers to serve on the Affordable Housing Trust Fund Board, Council on Aging Board, and the Marblehead Housing Authority Board. The Housing Authority Board vacancy needs to be filled by a tenant of the Housing Authority. For these vacancies, the deadline to submit letters is October 1st. To submit your interest, either drop off or mail a hard copy to the Board of Selectmen at Abbott Hall, 188 Washington Street, or email wileyk@marblehead.org. The town, through the Board of Selectmen, the Recreation and Park Commission, and Council on Aging Board, is hosting a dedication celebration of the newly renamed Judy and Jean Jacoby Community Center on Wednesday, October 6th, from 5 to 7 p.m. As many of you likely know, Judy and Jean Jacoby were beloved Marblehead residents who gave so much to the community. The naming of the community center in their honor is certainly an appropriate and deserved recognition of their many contributions to the town of Marblehead. We hope you'll be able to join us. Tomorrow, on September 11th, I hope you'll consider joining the town and the Marblehead Police and Fire Departments as we join communities across the country in conducting a remembrance ceremony at 10 a.m. at Memorial Park to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks and pay tribute to the lives lost. This week, the Board of Selectmen voted to approve three contracts to begin a harbor resiliency project funded through a grant from Coastal Zone Management. With this grant, the Town of Marblehead will investigate and further develop conceptual adaptation designs that were a product of our original FY20 CZM Coastal Resilience Grant for the at-risk project area at the Marblehead Municipal Light Department and adjoining public parcels. The FY20 project included work to engage and educate the public on harbor resiliency initiatives in town. We modeled sea level rise and its impact on the harbor for years 2030, 2050, and 2070, and we also assessed the condition of our coastal infrastructure in the harbor. A detailed examination of the site-specific coastal processes, site conditions, and associated risks from the FY20 project will better inform conceptual design alternatives and lead to the refinement of implementation pathway concepts. This project will continue public engagement with residents, boaters, and the commercial fishing fleet that began with the Municipal Vulnerability Plan and then the FY20 CZM Coastal Resilience Grant. The town has received $133,000 from CZM and will provide matching funds and a combination of money from the Electric Light Department and in-kind services of town officials. The selectmen also approved criteria and priorities, which will provide a framework to expend ARPA federal funds. The town has received approximately $3 million and is scheduled to receive another $3 million in August of 2022 in ARPA funding. As many of you know, the town received approximately $1.8 million in 2019 in CARES Act funding that was provided to assist communities in responding to the COVID-19 public health emergency, which has largely been expended on things like supporting remote learning in the schools, cleaning materials and labor, PPE, etc. The ARPA funds are more focused on recovering from the public health emergency, not just responding to it. Town officials are now sorting through the guidance provided by the U.S. Treasury and will continue the work to now thoughtfully plan out projects and investments consistent with the framework approved by the Board of Selectmen. As we move forward, it is likely that things will change or guidance from the federal government may be modified. So while the priority criteria is an important and positive first step in the process, We fully expect this to be an ongoing conversation moving forward. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to follow the town on Facebook at Town of Marblehead and on Twitter and Instagram at Town of MHD. Have a great weekend.